Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Spartan Mindset. Ever feel like you're constantly spinning your wheels at home? Like your space is more of an energy vampire than an inspiration station? We've all been there. You know that feeling when your kitchen looks like a post-apocalyptic food fight and the laundry pile threatens to reach Mount Everest? Yeah, not exactly conducive to peak performance or inner peace, right? But guess what? Your home environment can be your secret weapon, a launching pad for productivity, focus, and downright happiness. It's all about crafting a space that works for you, not against you. Think of it like building your own personal Spartan sanctuary, a place where you can recharge, conquer tasks, and maybe even do a victory dance or two, judgment-free zone here. Today, we're diving deep into the art of home optimization. We're talking actionable steps, relatable struggles, and some seriously game-changing mindset shifts. Buckle up, because this is going to be good. First things first, let's talk clutter. It's not just an eyesore, it's a productivity killer. Ever try to focus with a mountain of stuff staring you down? Not exactly conducive to clear thinking or zen-like vibes, right? The key here is decluttering with intention. Don't just toss things randomly. Ask yourself, do I use this? Do I love it? Does it serve a purpose? If the answer is no, it's time to say goodbye. Think of it like Marie Kondo taking over your life, but without the fancy folding techniques. Next up, lighting. Ever notice how a bright space feels more energized and inviting? And conversely, dim lighting can make you feel sluggish and drained? Light therapy is a real thing, folks. Natural light is best, so open those blinds and let the sun shine in. When it's dark outside, opt for warm-toned bulbs that mimic natural sunlight. Avoid harsh fluorescent lights. They're about as appealing as a Monday morning commute. Now, let's talk soundscape. Music can be a powerful tool for focus, but too much noise can completely derail your productivity. Find your sweet spot. Maybe it's some ambient tunes, nature sounds, or even white noise to drown out distractions. If you're working from home, invest in a good pair of headphones that effectively block out external noise. Time for the ultimate mood booster. Plants. They not only purify the air, but also add a touch of nature and serenity to your space. Plus, taking care of them can be incredibly therapeutic, like having a mini jungle of responsibility and maybe even bragging rights. Choose plants that thrive in your environment, and don't forget to give them some love with regular watering and sunlight. Finally, let's talk about personalization. Your home should reflect you, your passions, hobbies, and quirks. Surround yourself with things that inspire you, make you smile, and remind you of who you are. This could be anything from art prints to travel souvenirs, favorite books, or even a comfy chair where you can escape into a good story. Okay, let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to feel like her apartment was constantly working against her. It was cluttered, dimly lit, and just generally felt draining. But after she applied some of these principles, decluttering, adding more plants, and investing in some good lighting, her entire vibe shifted. She told me it felt like stepping into a whole new world, more focused, more relaxed, and way more inspired. And guess what? Her productivity skyrocketed. Sarah's story is a reminder that even small changes can have a huge impact. So, remember, your home isn't just a place to sleep and eat. It's your personal kingdom. Take control. Create an environment that supports your well-being and watch your life transform. Today, we unpack the power of creating a home environment that fuels productivity and happiness. We talked about decluttering with intention, harnessing the power of light, finding your perfect soundscape, adding a touch of green, and most importantly, personalizing your space to reflect who you truly are. Remember, it's not just about aesthetics, it's about creating a sanctuary that empowers you to live your best life. Now, go forth and conquer. make those changes, create your Spartan Haven, and let me know how it goes in the comments below. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little home motivation boost. Until next time, keep training savage, living free, and dominating every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.